Blog Talk Radio.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRC manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 foam MOLLE tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
Hello and good evening, everyone. It's Miss Foxbody on the line. If you would like to speak, please press 1. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good, Miss Foxbody. How are you doing this evening? Hello, Grudge World.
Great.
That's good. That's good. All right. I want to inform everybody real quick. I'm driving, so I may lose service. I'm going through a bad service area, so I may get disconnected. But if not, then they'll carry on, and I'll just keep going. If I do, I'll have to call back. But today, because I'm running way behind schedule, Ms. Foxbody will lead us with the prayer, since I'm not prepared at this time for the prayer. So, Ms. Foxbody, if you will.
Okay. Jehovah God, please watch over everyone throughout this year. Thank you for blessing us and providing us with a life of many blessings and allowing us to wake up and see each morning. Thank you for all your blessings that you have blessed upon us. Please continue to watch over us and the Holy Spirit to be with each and every one of us to keep us safe and to shield us from the devil and his demons. Watch over and protect us all these things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, all right, all right. Good evening to everyone in the Grudge World, fellow Grudge Inc. governors, if you're listening, how you doing? To all our Maryland, D.C. and Virginia fans and those far and wide outside of our area, how are you? Today I'm going to keep it short. I got some other things I need to do, so I won't be able to go on for the whole 2 hours tonight. I would like to discuss whether you guys in the area would like to continue doing the show weekly throughout our off season. That's the main focus of my conversation today. Also wanted to bring the light, if you would, to go over to grudgeinc.us and check it out. We kind of got away from speaking about the Grudge Inc. message board and the pro board and things of that nature. But if you go over to grudgeinc.us and check out the board. It has a new layout. I would say it's very simple to operate. If you want to get to the pro board, which is the message board, to see what's going on in different areas, you click on the title at the top of the page that says blog. You have a picture section there. And what news that was passed on to me today was that in becoming a Grudge Inc. member, which we kind of touched on this before, in becoming a Grudge Inc. member, there are benefits behind becoming a Grudge Inc. member. And at this present moment, they are not listed on the grudgeinc.us message board, but there are benefits to be had when they become, more of them become available, should I say. I will address that. But Grudge Inc. has moved ahead into a different area of just, you know, bringing the area of grudge racing information. Grudge Inc. is now, you know, doing deals, trying to become a major market corporate entity. So, you know, becoming a member of Grudge Inc., you know, you can get a Grudge Inc. sticker, the Grudge Inc. logos. You can get deals on things like tires, spark plugs. You know, this is just some stuff to just lightly touch on the subject. Like I said, I really didn't want to get into what was available just yet, but those are like some of the things. But it would be a very competitive discount, competitive to Jigs or Summit, but through Grudge Inc. at a better price, you know. But that comes with becoming a member of Grudge Inc. So if you can, go on over to that website, grudgeinc.us, and check it out. Got quite a few pictures of got the Mississippi Nightmare, which is a back half Nova. But you got DJ Grant, which is a stock suspension Mustang on 28s. Quite a few cars and pictures there. You know, we all like to look at cars and check people's stuff out. So, you know, there ain't nothing going on here right now. You know, you can do that. So with that being said, trying to get to the phone lines to see who we got, if we got anybody, and see what your take is on whether you want to do the show weekly while we're in our off season up here in the north. So, Ms. Foxbody, do we have any listeners on the line yet?
We currently do not have anyone in queue.
All righty. I don't even have my my co-host on this evening either.
Okay. He is on, but okay. Let me turn his mic on. Pete, your mic is
on. Yeah,
Hello?
Pete.
Hey, what's going on, Rick? What's happening?
What's up, Brother Pete? How are you?
I'm making it. Just another day on the job. That's it.
That's good. How was your Thanksgiving?
Great, man. Great. Got time, chance to spend time with family and everybody, you know, just enjoy the holiday and watch the Redskins. So everything was lovely on Thanksgiving.
Well, what's going on with the guys down there in Virginia? Anybody doing anything? Anybody traveling or anything?
Everything quiet right now. Everything quiet. I mean, can anybody really send a whole lot, I guess? You know, Kenny getting ready to go to Florida, so. And that's really about it, I guess. Ain't nobody really
okay.
Everybody getting ready for next year. Everybody just laying low working.
Right. Okay, well, tell us what's going on now in Florida.
Well, they got a big Red Race ball there, you know, something they do every year down in Bradenton. And it's a 3-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. And it's a real nice girls race, you know. You have guys come from all over. It's like one of those big annual events where you get people just coming from all over the country just come down there. And, you know, we were there last year, and they be having a slew of cars there. They be a flock of cars, so.
Yeah.
A big girls race.
Okay.
So it'd be a good getaway for somebody just looking for something to do, you know, just come down. I'm sure I will see that they would enjoy these stuff, you know.
Well, hell, this would be a good getaway just to get out this cold weather we have and get down to Florida.
Yes, it is. I can't wait to go. I can't wait. I'm ready.
Okay. When is this event?
December 14th, 15th, and 16th. For December.
Okay. Well, as I said, I wanted to ask people about what they thought about doing the show every week, you know, throughout the off season. What's your thoughts on that?
I feel, you know, continuing the show would probably be a good thing. You know, guys will be able to keep contact with each other and touch bases and, you know, just give the guys something to do, you know, just sitting around, you know, just for everybody to call in and, you know, keep contact with each other, see what's going on in the world, you know. So I think it would be good to keep the show going just for everyone that can keep contact, you know, because most time a lot of these guys, that's how they contact each other through these radio shows. So with this show, we might go 2 or 3 months and not talk to one of our fellow racers, you know.
Right.
So it's a good way of communication from people that live, you know, distance away from each other.
Right. All right. Well, I mean, that's cool. I just wanted to get some kind of idea what you know, what others thought.
Excuse me, Tricky Rick. We have Kevin on the line.
Okay.
Hello. Hey, what's up,
really?
Rick?
Hey, what's up, Kev?
Oh, not too much, but I want to say, man, keep the show going, man. It's winter time. We need to, like you say, keep in touch and keep on talking.
Yeah, well, that's like I said, that's why I was asking the question. I mean, you know, our guys in our area, you know, really ain't doing too much, and I'm all with the keeping in touch part, but, you know, I was looking at it in the fact that, you know, because there's no racing going on here, you know, not too many guys from this area are traveling outside of the area to race. So, you know, other than, like, keyboard talk, you know, ain't much nothing going on. So that's why I was asking the question. But if that's the general consensus of it, ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, we won't even have too much going on our local message board, you know what I mean? So that's really why I was trying to get some feedback.
Yeah, I think the guys will pick up. You know, it's gonna be winter time. Everybody gonna want to shoot them out a little bit. You know, keep everybody going. I think that's what we looking at up here, up in the north. You know, over in Detroit, Chicago area. We you know, they just got the show running everybody mouth, and they want to try and meet up this weekend. But you know, yeah, I think Ricky should keep it going. I support you.
Okay. I appreciate it.
Right,
and like I said, I'm just...
If you need help, Rick, just call me again, you know? You need some help.
All right. That's not a problem. So what y'all got going on up there?
They're going over 41 Sunday. They're going to do some last-minute grudging Sunday over in Indiana at 41. Chicago's letting everybody go over there. But I'm in this weekend. I'm in the house this week. I got the grandkids here with me.
Okay. Yeah, also, by the way, let me put that out there real quick. For anybody who is interested, there's a guy, another website, local message board, if you can. I don't have a number for him, but he posted a message. If you go to our local message board, www.street-, which is the minus sign, freaks, freaks.com, there's a guy on there taking a poll to see who wants to do a chess and tune at Buzz Creek December the 4th. Says the weather's supposed to be in the mid to upper 60s. So those of you who may be wanting to get that last little bit of gas off your chest for the year before, you know, really, really, really shut down. Going over there, put your name on the man list and let them know you're trying to, you know, get some gas off your chest. Again, that website is www.street-, which is the minus sign, freaks, freaks.com.
Hey, Rick.
Uh-huh.
You know, I just want to let everybody know that, you know, we do got a lock-in race for Florida. I mean, for going to Florida. We're not just going to test. We got a lock-in race, and we locked in with one of the guys that we down with Baldick. We got a green 6-day Camaro, I think it is. So we already locked in with a race for Saturday with him, and we're trying to get some going on for Sunday, too. So.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. Is that the same green Camaro that was on the video from last year down there?
Yeah, the same one. The same one that ran Jimmy. Yeah. We giving him the back tie. Same race Jimmy gave him. We giving him the same race. And we're going to do that Saturday. Try something, see what happens, you know.
And that's with Kenny's car?
Yeah, with Kenny's car, yeah.
Okay.
We ain't going to call the watch. We're going in and race. So, we're losing a draw. We're going to race somebody.
Yeah, well, I hear that. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
What's going on with Gene and the rest of the fellas down there?
Oh, I guess everybody, they working towards getting ready for next year. You know, Gene knows something. He ain't telling me too much, you know. He's going to knock my head off, so he keep whatever he's doing under the wrap. So, you know, me, myself, personally, I'm getting the car ready for next year. But I'll probably do a little grudge racing, which I will grudge race if somebody wants to run. But I'm going to focus on more class racing next year. You know, I'm going to get back into what I used to do, because I had more fun doing that. But I'm going to do both, but I'm going to focus on my class racing thing to do that more next year. And grudge,
right.
You know.
Okay. Mr. Martha Jones.
What's up, Rick? Hey, I hear Pete talking about some class racing. He know he ain't gonna class nothing until somebody get to talking that stuff. And you know you from the country, you don't take too kind to that. What's up, boy?
Hey, Mom, I'm gonna go back to my roots. I had my luck over there. That's why I started it, and I did some winning over there. So I'm gonna go back and try, but I'm still on blood race now.
Hey, Pete, that's a good thing, because you know Larry T, so you know we can always set you beside somebody so we can have some fun. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Now, you read about that. I don't take
that's the whole thing. When we used to do that, Pete, you know, the grudge race, they call it match race back then. We had to change it to grudge race now. But, man, if you would put more people in the bleachers and you didn't have to wait around all day. And that's one of the things that Larry constantly harps on about making sure that Custom Tees puts people in place so that the fans got a good show. You know, just like with Rick. Rick, I got that surprise for you. You ready?
Yeah, I've been waiting on this. Look, I haven't even called you to ask you about it, so you know I've been waiting.
I saw him Saturday night, and Fuji told me he definitely wanted to make a pass beside you at the Door Slammer Nationals. I told him we'll get a call, all of us together, and sit down and talk about it and get the details worked out. But he said he definitely wanted to sit beside you at the Door Slammer Nationals.
Okay, and that's going to be in May, what's it,
May
26th?
Yep.
My man.
Yep. Yes, sir. But look, Rick, I ain't finished. That daggone Long Island Joe, he called me, and he might be able to put something together with either Race and Jason or the other car similar to yours that came down day of October 6th. I don't know his name. He's on the video. But they real interested because he liked the way you put the hype out there about a race. You know, those guys up in New York, they called. They really appreciated the hospitality. And even though we were there to race and everything, everybody cut a fool, everybody had a peace of mind about being together as a group, you know?
Right.
Win, lose, or draw, they said you were still cutting up. I said, yeah, that's him, man.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
And that
win,
other
lose,
Pete,
or draw.
But, Pete, I got to tease you, man. You was up on that starting line cutting a fool, boy. You must have had a good time up there. You hear me?
Yes, sir. Hey, every time I go, that's my goal, to have a good time and just, man, just do what I do best. That's what I do best.
Yeah, that's what I try to tell people. You know, man, when we put these races together, and I say this so people can hear, we're here to help people, you know? And whatever it takes for you guys at the Horsemen, for you, Rick, you guys want to do something, we're interested in helping. You know, it's about the people in those bleachers, you know, and I can't preach that enough that, you know, you got to look out for them, you know?
Right.
Because if you don't look out for them, we don't have anything. And it's funny, Pete, a couple calls this week have been exactly what you're saying. Guys said, I'd rather wait for y'all to set up something, but I'm going to go back class racing. And I chuckled at them. I said, what's going on? They said, I just don't like going to the track and sitting around all day. I said, but that's part of the grudge race. They're like, well, that's a little different. We'd rather you guys set up something for us and keep it to where we can still go and race, and when it's time, we can turn the boys off and turn on another system or two. I say, hey, whatever floats your boat, that's what we're here for, you know? So,
yeah.
So who you got in mind, Pete, so I can set up something? I'll call Larry as soon as I hang up. I got to call Larry and say, Pete, come on class racing, but who we got on the burner there you want to put a little heat underneath? Go on, tell the truth now.
Oh, hey, Rick already know I got to knock his head off. That's got to have him.
You don't get what I'm trying to tell you. Rick who? Pete. Did you say Rick who?
Yeah.
Pete, I think you. God damn, Pete, you wasn't watching him down there now. He went to work on that tree down there now.
I don't care about him, Mark. Let me tell you something. When I get in that car, I don't feel there's nobody at that track that can beat me on that tree when I go in the light. So Rick just on the other side. He ain't nobody to me. So he got to prove himself.
Hey, but look,
man, Rick.
I saw a video. Wait a minute. I saw a video today. It said that it was Bruce Leroy versus Hector. Now, this the Leroy, I think it is. This Leroy from Detroit or Chicago got the black 69 Camaro with the stripes on it. So,
yeah, that's Leroy in Chicago.
Okay, Leroy was in the right lane, and this guy Hector was in the left lane. And the camera was in or on Hector's car showing, like, a windshield view. When they left, like a split second, you saw a Leroy car just turn the front wheels out and just, like, ran away from this guy, Hector. Now, I'm not saying I'm going to run away from you, but I'm damn sure going to kill you on the tree.
Hey, Pete, I can accommodate that wish you got now. I can accommodate that wish now. Yeah, I'll make a phone call to Larry T when I get off here and say, man, Pete wants better hamburger against Rick. We got to do it. You hear me?
Thank you, Mark. Make it happen.
Yep.
All you got to do is make it happen. Trust me.
Hey,
come in there.
Go ahead, I want to get with you anyway about that conventional head deal. Maybe we
can
get a couple guys to put together.
Thing. That's why I'm going back to my class racing, because I've been thinking about a lot of things, and I'm going to come back to conventional head racing too, because I'm coming to not any conventional head that they fast. I'm coming to show them I'm still a man when it comes to the conventional head, when I want to do it. So, yes, I'm coming back to visit here, too, Rick.
Okay.
Man, them boys down in Virginia getting a little hot seat here on the phone, Rick. I think we got to get a fire extinguisher for them over here. You hear me?
No, you want to keep them hot. You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to a point that, you know, one way or the other, you know, we getting some people riled up to do some kind of racing, whether it's grudge racing or class racing. They're still racing, so. You know, in the end, that's the ultimate goal, to get people to do some racing. Now, I feel a little more honored that they want to come over and do the OPS stuff. That's great, you know.
But it ain't no, you know, it ain't no easy task over here, you know. And I ain't saying I'm the heaviest hitter over here, but you know, there ain't no slouches. So don't think you're just gonna come over here and run through the field like, you know, you the big boy status or something.
Hey, the original guys, man, they be, them guys be having fun, man. And you see them, they race, man, they have fun. And,
Pete, tell me something, though. Was you boys surprised at that little black Pontiac Astro over there that day or what? Huh?
What car are you talking about, Marvin?
The Hatton boys.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you what. I saw him like 2 weeks before the race, and he told me, he said, I got it right, Pete. I'm going to win this race. I'm going to win all of them. And I said, mm-hmm. I said to myself, Manhattan gonna get killed. That's what I said to myself, you know. And he came down there, he did what he did. I shook his hand. I said, "Hey, you the man." That's all I can say. Yeah. He did what he said he was gonna do.
You know what he told me? When I got over there to the track, and I got out the car, he didn't let me get out the car. He was so excited. He was on the golf cart. He almost run me over. And I told him, I said, you know, these are the things that we live for. You know what I'm saying? Here's a guy, nobody had a clue in the world about him. You boys looked at him and shook your head, and he come down there and turned the wind light on some heavy hitters. And we got a lot of those cars over here in Maryland, believe it or not. And they're slowly but surely calling me, calling Larry, saying, hey, man, the way you guys are doing things with everybody doing it as a group, having a good time, give us a shot. You know, and that, I mean, we had Kirk Estep back out there, and, you know, Kirk hadn't touched the racetrack since he lost his brother, Larry. You know, who
right.
I mean, Larry Estep was the number one fan for us, you know. And when he left here, man, it was really a tough situation for all of us. But it was funny. We called Kirk, say, hey, man, you want to race? Come on. He called, he laughed. He said, you know what? I'm going to be there. And, you know, he tested his car a couple weeks, and then after that he showed back up, and now he told me the other day, he said, I might have to step it up because these boys don't play no more, you know. And that's what it's all about, you know. And Ben Pete, you tell me you're going to try to knock Rick's head off. Did you hear what I said, Rick?
Yeah,
try.
I heard.
Yeah,
and
try.
That's not try. That's going to happen.
Hey, Pete, we got hamburger on the side, all right?
Hey, no problem. We got two hamburgers right. I leave first. We got two hamburgers I leave first.
All right. That'll work. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, but, yeah.
Hey, we got Mr. Jeff Rogers.
Hello.
Hey, Rick.
What's up, Jeff? Yes. Wait a minute. What's up, Jeff?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm hanging in there. What's Monster doing? Can you hear me, Monster?
Hey, it's the White Knight.
What the hell you doing, man?
I'm out here. Hey, I'm ready to offer you something you can't refuse.
A box of chicken?
Well, that ain't going to help you out with us because we're going to get it back from you either way. So, how you doing, man?
I'm good.
I hear the baby in there. He out there working on the car for you?
That ain't me. That must be Rick.
No, mine ain't here yet.
That ain't mine.
Yeah.
So what the hell's going on, man?
Nothing. How you doing?
I'm good. We can get this Christmas out of the way.
I've been getting overwhelmed with emails about a rematch between you and my Carolina kid car.
Yeah, I ain't got no choice but to have a rematch. I can't go down like
Damn.
That.
Huh?
I can't go down like that. I mean, he beat me fair and square, but,
okay.
You know, I had issues with the clutch and the tires, but, I mean, he beat
okay.
me. That's all I can tell you. He beat me.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna make that possible for you. Maybe that day we can put Pete and Rick out there too.
I want the other one too. I want the jumping jack.
Hey, Marcus, we want our rematch too, because we ain't satisfied with you.
Hey, as a matter of fact, Jeff, I got Pete, the number one man on Troy's car, on the phone, and he made it nice and clear. He ain't like the way you rubbed it in, so they gonna put a testy on you too.
I'm just trying to get back to even with Troy. He even beat me every time we go out. I'm just trying to catch up.
I tell you, you're doing a good job right now because you're whipping on us. I was like,
man.
You can't get away.
That damn Ford ride, ain't you, Pete?
Well, the first we ran it four times this year. The first two times we beat him, he had issues with his car. Then him and Troy ran the third time. Troy had a little carburetor problem, and he whooped us. And the last time we had a tire stick and hurt the engine, and he whooped us again. So these cars really make clean passes on day one of their runs where they perform to their potential. So,
but Troy can't go 4-0 nothing.
Huh?
Wait a minute now, that's way I hold up. Man. We don't do that now.
Got to leave that off.
I know you got a member of your camp that's been posting something on Street Freaks by the individual that you said you wanted to race.
Okay.
I tried to reach out and relay the message, but the man says he does not listen to my show.
He must not be listening there.
So, I don't know, but, I mean, he claims, or so he said that he talked to you before. That was Mr. Tolson's race that all of y'all were at. Is that correct?
No, I don't remember talking to him about nothing.
It was like October the 6th or 13th or something like that, right?
Yeah, remember, you came to me, and I told you to see if he'd go up and line up beside me, remember?
September
29th. That was September 29th.
But he was having issues, so I guess he didn't want to run.
So the message that was posted said that you know, he had talked to you about racing beforehand, and you know, y'all talked, and it was all worked out. So you saying you want to race him, he's saying, you know, y'all done had this discussion, and that's it. Y'all just had a discussion.
No, I mean,
so can you shed any light on that subject? And for those who don't know who I'm speaking of, I'm talking about Mark Hayes. I'm not going to say the truth. I'm just going to say Mark Hayes. So,
why you two got to start getting along a little
better? I get along with him fine. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with disagreeing with a person. There's nothing wrong with having a rival.
Like Monster knows me, we've been street racing and hanging together and grudge racing whatever for years, but there's never no animosity. For some reason, between you and Mark, there's a little animosity.
I read them
damn posts, I'm like, God damn, these guys must not like each other. You're supposed to like each other, but still have fun with it, you know what I mean?
Whooping your ass, so yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Come on, Jeff.
Right, yeah, but you're supposed to laugh about it and shake hands. Mark gets on there and trashes you and calls you Ridiculous Rick and Rhetoric, and you get on there and call him String Bean. And I said, God, dog, these guys, I'm going to get him a pair of boxing gloves.
Well, I mean, we can do that too, but, you know, I don't.
Shay, you got to stop it. You can't get it on.
I dislike some of the things he do, but... still, as a racer, you know what I mean? I still respect the guy.
You know, he's a good guy. There's nothing
wrong with controversy in the race game. That's what's really exciting.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's what's keeping everybody glued to what's going on around here. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just like when the little situation was going on between me and Styles. You know,
right. Everybody
wanted to see that race because it was so much shit-talking and BSing and all that going on,
right.
It just so happened never happened.
Right.
But I mean, you know, I don't hate the guy. Okay,
yeah.
I don't think. I don't hate the guy.
Nah, you can't. You know what I mean? It's all in fun.
Hey, Jeff.
So we're putting it out there all the times
we can slap you around, you should be mad at us. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not mad at nobody.
But you got to look at it this way too. Not everybody looks at a situation the same way.
So just like, you know, you take it in stride and keep on moving, the next man can't do that.
I know you take it to heart. It shouldn't be in his business.
Yeah.
I mean, I roll craps and play poker for big money with my best friends. When they take my money, I can't be mad at them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Same way with drug racing. You can't be mad because somebody took your money. That's why you're there.
Money.
You're going to take
Hey, Jeff, you forgot to tell us something. We got little birds telling us about a car you guys got that's going to travel with the Pro Mod, a small tire car I'm hearing.
Yeah, I got a car strictly built just for grudge race.
Okay.
And the first one on my list is Mark Hayes. That's what this
is. Oh, damn, man. Last week you said I was first. Make up your mind.
I don't want to get you. I started like you. I don't want to get you.
Oh, shit.
I'm supposed to look. You told me you're supposed to work at the bottom and come on up to the top.
And
if I get you first, then ain't nobody going to run me.
Now you sound like Mississippi Joe. I don't care where you at. I want to race whosoever's supposed to be the best person. That's who I want to race. If you consider me to be on the top, you ain't got to work your way up. Just come right to me.
Oh, and if you want the first ass whip, you can get it. That's it. If you want it, you can be the first one.
I might have somebody to accommodate that.
So get all of them. Get all of them. I'm an all comers. I've been sitting back for a couple of years watching all this go on. And now I got something and I'm ready to go. I just stuck it on the 89 over the city. But I mean, as long as it's a compatible car now. I mean, I'll run Ricky head up because I know that Ricky's a couple hundred pounds heavier than me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I got a small block with 31-inch tire. But, you know, if somebody comes with a 1,800-pound car, it's a little different story.
Mm-hmm.
But anything's in the ballpark, as long as you got, if it's a big block car or nitrous or a small block on nitrous, I'll run it.
I might set that up when you run the Carolina Kid again. You bring that other car, and I might put Chris or Rick on you. I might even have Pete bring out the Chevelle from over Virginia. We got to have a little fun with this one, Pete.
Yeah, I'll ask him what kind of car he got. I mean, I heard you talking about the car, but nobody knows. Like, I mean,
hey, Rick,
did
you get a picture of it on your phone, Rick?
What?
Yeah, I got the picture.
It's just a 93 Mustang. It's got stock suspension. It's got coolovers. And it's got stock mounting position for all that four-link stuff that comes on a Mustang.
Now I'm off. We can't come in with this Chevelle. We don't need a little something from him.
You gotta watch that dude on the other line over there, Pete. Now I'm telling you, he's been known to throw some stuff in you. I remember one night, he changed lanes on us, and we had to go on the other lane and turn the light on. I said, "That son of a booger, I ain't forgot that one." That's why we can laugh and joke about everything, because that guy is a driver. He knows who I'm talking about. That's why he's sitting there playing easy, come on, the 93 Mustang. So, Rick, when he pull in the lights, man, we got to watch him because he might change lanes on you, Rick, because he'll say the rules are off. So you got to watch him.
Oh, yeah. 2013, we're going to be playing everybody real close attention.
I'm not everybody. I'm not scared to run. You know what I mean? Half of them guys afraid to lose. I mean... Mm-hmm. You got to, I don't know, I don't get it. I'm watching guys rough race and half of them, they want to talk about it and they don't do it, then they want to argue about it and it don't happen. I don't know. I'd like to be able to race every weekend, race somebody once a week.
That's right. I mean, what you got to do, you got to be, you're going to win or get your ass whipped, but that's it. You got to race.
I got to get a Jeff Rogers shirt if he's going to race like that, all right? I got
to
get a
Chris
shirt.
You got to play to win. If you don't play the lottery,
yeah.
You can't win if you don't play the game. You pay $100,000 for a car, and you put $100,000 in the car, and for what? I don't know. You can't race somebody for a couple thousand dollars? Well, why'd you shouldn't even put all the money in the car.
Go ahead, Pete.
Well, I think 2013 gonna be interesting because I think a lot of Virginia guys, you gonna see them up Capitol a lot more next year up there with for the guys up there because it seems like they be up there racing. So we gonna come in there and try to put our hands in there and see what happens.
Well, you can come on up there. You can get some ass weapons too. Come on.
Yeah,
I'm
we probably take some. I'll tell you what, we're going to give some too. I can promise you that.
Hey, Pete, you know what I liked about going to Capitol, though? The management there was truly, truly acceptable to the way we put the program in for the grudge race, you know? And they bent over backwards to accommodate us, and everybody saw that it makes a difference when you're able to, I want to let everybody race, but, man, it's important for those fans that pay their money to see a guy like Jeff run Carolina Kid, to see Rick run who he has set up to run. This is what people don't understand, and that's why you get all those people fussing and cussing when those things don't happen. So in 2013, the biggest thing that everybody's got to do is live to their word because the fans are the ones that struggle when they don't get to see the races that are supposed to happen. So, you know, that's why, like, the show for Rick, putting a guy like Jeff on there, because everybody thinks the world of Jeff, you know? Not just because we always whoop his ass and take his money, but more so, he's a fan-friendly person. And some of the folks that do it, they don't have the personality to deal with the people, and I try to explain to them, if you don't have them people in the bleachers, we don't have you.
That's right.
You know, so, but, you know, Jeff, one of the most important things I got to say is we really appreciate you, man. You know, we talk trash to each other, but we really do, man. I mean, we have a good, he'll tell you, we call each other up to the minute he pull in the racetrack talking trash.
Yeah, that's to make it fun. I mean, I like to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go out to the bar and drink and carry on, so I got to hold you guys to the racetrack.
That's it.
Hey, Mama.
This girl ain't
Mama, tell you something, make it a little more interesting. Hey, you said you get Short Dog, Jeff Rogers, and Carolina Kid. Now, if you could manage to get like the DC Sniper in there, wouldn't you think it'd be something going on with them four cars up in there?
Well, I talked to Tim a couple weeks ago, but I got another surprise for y'all.
Woo-wee!
Yes, sir. I got one, boy. When they're pulling the gates up there, it's going to have everybody scratching their head. You hear me?
Ooh.
Yeah, he called me. He called me 2 weeks ago. Bro, my car. He said, man, I'm getting all this feedback from the race at Capitol, what you guys did. And he said, it don't take me but 5 hours to get there from New York. I said, all right. So I'm going to be calling up everybody to talk about him, and hopefully he'll make it down. And he got a back half car that he's bringing, too. So he definitely told me the back half car is definitely – he wants to try Rick, too, but I got to wait till I confirm it. So
Who was that you said again?
I said, I can't tell you just yet, but he definitely want to try you because he just got a back half car, and he got it running pretty good. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, I just got to confirm with him on a date. I'm waiting on one date, and then I can come on and say, well, this is what he liked to offer, you know? And then, boy,
right,
we can have some fun. But you're right. And maybe, Pete, you call up the Sniper and tell him, say, man, we need to put y'all four in the boxing ring together because Jeff begged me to get them up there. Believe it or not, Pete, he begged me to get them there.
That's why I said it, Martha, because I know them four right there. One, what the other one just bad as I would want him, so they be willing to snap the fur off each other.
but you know the good thing is, Pete, after we did that 3-man draw, I got phone calls from 4 or 5 of those guys down south that like the format. And I told them, I said, those guys don't care what you bring. They don't care. As long as you do what you say you're going to do with the hamburgers, they don't care. He was like, wow. You know, and I told him, I said, that 3-man draw is just what it is. That's so the people in the bleachers get – I mean, and everybody likes the way them guys just come up and make shakedown when they're ready. And race time is when it is. That's the whole point of this. It's not to lock it down to a certain degree. It's to give the people in them bleachers new excitement, man. I mean, if you keep telling them we run at 12-2, you saw it. Them guys will come up and then 20 minutes later come right back up and do it again. That's what the people come to see.
Yeah,
you know? Same thing with the horsemen. I want Kenny and Gene over there. You know, I want John there. I want you guys there because it's important for Larry and I that the people know who you are at Capitol. They saw your cars a couple times, but now with you coming there and the first thing you said to me, man, this racetrack is out of control. I said, that's what it's all about, Pete, you know?
That's right. Well, seems like me, Rick got a lot of racing to do this year, so he better get that car together because he's going to have a lot of knots on the side of his head.
I beg the difference, sir.
If you ain't right, you're going to have knots on the side of your head if you ain't right.
Don't let the smooth taste fool you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Martha, so I'm going to let Jeff know when he come in his little Mustang. If he see me sitting over there, if he like what he see, don't be ashamed to come ask for something because I'm going to give him a little bit.
See, and one thing you got to learn about that dude there, we used to call him White Knight. They used to call him Top Gun. We changed his name to White Knight because he a fool. He don't care where you at, what time of the day, whatever, he going to race.
I've been watching Jeff race back before. When Jeff had his old Mustang, the blue one he had. I've been knowing Jeff for a long time, so I know he don't mind racing.
No, he just want to have fun. He want to make sure after the race we all laughing and joking and eating some food. That's all he care about.
That's the name of the game, man. That's the name of the game. It's the excitement of it, you know. To me, all that talking, and the talking is good, but then a lot of people, they want to get to the track and talk all day. When I get to the track, I want to go in the race and get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, go on to the next one. Hey, Monster,
when's
your first race in Capitol?
Well, that's what I'm waiting on. We got about another week, and I can release the date. But I can tell you right now, I can hint to the car, but he made it clear to me, either way, if he can't get the pro mod, he coming with the back half car, and the last name is Williams.
Yeah, I know, J.W.
I was trying
to get that out to say your source has been made, but okay.
Yeah, he was so excited. He was coming on the 6th, but he had made a commitment to go to Darlington, so he had to do that. And he said that they were calling for rain, and he was praying for a rain dance so he can come on down there and try us out. But he was so his son was there, at the Capitol. And his son told him, he said, Dad, it's been a long time since I've seen things and people, you know, excited like that. And all his son's friends were there telling him about what happened up there at the track. And, you know, it wasn't anything we did. It was you guys, you know. All we did was come in there with a track that's willing to work with us in a different variety of things for the people, you know. And that's why I think things turned out the way they did, because I love to have the horseman there, you know, because that's, what is his name, Hatton? He definitely said he tried a horseman. I was shocked when he told me that, you know? So, and now they got the, Hatton and them got that other thing, too. What is that, Dirk Bonds with that kryptonite truck, too? I said, man. So, and then the other dude
Marvin,
in that camp, huh?
Well, they had to hang out with no longer. When you had your first race, I'll run him first on it. I'll run him at John Reed. Convince him versus convince him. So he can get the horse, he can get all he wants.
All right.
I know the Hattons be listening. Miss Fox, why you don't see him in the queue today?
Miss Fox, Foxbody, how you doing?
Is she there? Oh, my engineer went on mute.
I'm here.
You went on you. Okay. Is the Hatton boys online?
If they are, they have not pressed 1.
Okay. Hatton boys, if you out there, press the 1 button so we can get you on.
Tony, hit that button because I got Pete on the other line. I got his feet in the air. I'm going to flip it.
Oh, Lord. <I know. laughs>
Hey, the last time he came to Virginia, he got a little sweet meat, but this one here gonna be a little tough for him. I know these small ones is.
Oh, shucks. Hey, Rick, he took out that big bad white Malibu that everybody was. He was on here talking a lot of stuff, wasn't he? Hey Rick,
what big bad white Malibu?
That's what I'm telling you. He beat Red.
He beat Charles. Lassie, he knocked out the heavy hitters. He did. He came down there. And he beat some of the fastest convincing heads in the parking lot. So that's not nothing nobody can say about that. I mean, you know, he did his job.
Yeah,
oh, I was just commenting on the fast white Malibu part. That's all I was saying.
I said the big bad white Malibu.
Oh, that was way worse.
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up?
Tricky Rick.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I got Marquise and the Hat Boys online right now. We hear every like you said. We sit back in the weeds. We listening.
Tony, I want you to listen, take it all in.
That way. You get the confidence up, and you can come on and grab a hold of them. Hey, like I told you the week before, what I was going to do down the beach, I had a mission, and I accomplished it.
Did it. Say it again, Tony. I don't think he heard you. Say it so Pete can hear you real good.
Hey, when Pete got there, Pete said, hadn't told him he's going to do it. He said he's going to do it. And me and Marquise talked about it, and we executed.
Yes, sir.
So, like
so
you said,
Pete's got an offer for you. Hold on, Tony. I got to be quiet and let Pete send you the offer he had. Hold on. Can you hear him?
Marquise.
Yeah, I'm on here.
What's up, Marquise?
What's going on, Monster?
Pete got a little offer for you here. All right, Pete, I'm going to shut up so you can get this done.
Well, it's pretty simple. I don't appreciate what they did when they came to Virginia. So, I feel like myself, I want to take up a slack. So I'm going to come with a convincing head, and I want to run at Vega to show y'all that y'all can come to Tony Beach and do what y'all did no more.
Well, Pete, we can lock it in whenever you want to do it. We'll come to your track. We'll come to Virginia again, you know. Shut the show down. Show y'all how the Maryland boys do it. You know, we can do it whenever you want. Whenever you get right and want to lock it in, we can set up a date or something. It don't matter.
Hey, you know, I'm sure hoping that Charles and them listening. I sure hope they're listening to all this because I'm
going to sleep. Charles in the bushes right now. Charles in the bushes.
Huh?
Charles in the bushes right now. He ain't listening.
Oh, man. I don't know what y'all did to Charles, but y'all got Charles ready to sell. Charles, he done ready to be selling. Y'all beat him back to selling.
Charles got cuffs on.
Yeah, Charles ain't selling. I think Charles in the depression, man. He can't believe you beat him. He ain't been the same thing. He ain't been the same since y'all beat him, man. He's been in depression mode.
Hey,
Rick.
Yeah.
Like you said, we sit back in the weeds listening. You knew we was listening.
Yeah, that's what you told me. You listening. You might not press one, but you listening. Hey, Pete, when you going to be ready to do it?
I've been ready as soon as the season comes in.
Oh, you said next season?
Yeah. I'm not racing no more this year, but I'll be ready when the season comes in next year. Hey, Marcel, when y'all going to do that first race?
Hopefully I'll be able to announce it next Thursday, and I'll call Tony and you guys, and we'll get everything set up. So we got a place for y'all to get this show down taken care of. Hey, but Tony,
yeah.
Marquise, I got one question for y'all. And teach me, we've been laughing about this in a funny way. Now, if Rick just thinks it's comical. There was a big, bad, white Malibu that came on here and said nobody had a chance. And this little black car that was unknown come over there and turned the what on? The what light? The wind light. So I got all kind of nasty emails and stuff, and I told people, don't hate the game. Play to win.
Hey, Monster.
Huh?
Not only did we do that, we blew everything off he had. We blew his hood off and his hood scoop and everything.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, I wouldn't be surprised if he don't pull in the gate behind Pete now. Don't forget, Pete got a direct number over there. So
Hey, Pete. Hey, Marcel, Pete better make sure his stuff is screwed on tight because
We might blow his doors off too.
Hey Rick, you loving this, ain't you? You ain't got to say a word.
Am I?
I ain't got to say nothing.
Hey,
Monster, one thing I can tell you, all I'm going to do is turn that button loose. If I look over there, it's going to be on.
I tell you what now, that little black, what they call it now, the black, what is it called, Tommy? The black what?
Black plague, that's exactly what it does.
I'm going to tell you what, that thing there, hey, Rick, that little thing there, when I come down the side road at Colonial Beach, him and that big, bad, white Malibu was a race, I stopped in the middle of the road to watch the light. and everybody was looking at me going, what's wrong? I said, man, that was so close, I couldn't even tell who won. You know? But I think everybody from Virginia, and this is the truth because Pete said it, I think they were all devastated because they were like, who in the hell is this?
I didn't have a whole lot of confidence. I said, you show? He said, man, I got it right. I'm going to whoop him. I said to myself, I said, I don't know, man. I think he's going to be killed.
Hey, listen. The first race you was begging me to get in, me and Marquis said, nah, we wasn't quite right. We had to do some more homework. But the second one, we was ready. I told you, Capital, we was ready. Hey, Monster, you planning on having a conventional head race at all your shows?
Well, we got to sit down with the group of y'all and make sure we got enough cars to participate in it and see if we can find some additional funding to cover it. You know how that rolls. You know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all didn't have too many, probably maybe two or three, because after I went all over the first one, they would just stop racing.
Oh, man.
Hey, Rick, can you help them Hatton boys out, man? God damn, Pete ain't doing some talking now, man. God damn,
yeah,
we got him wound up.
The reason why I talk because anybody tell you, and you know that car I drive, you already know that car, and the conventional head motor we had, that car is really, I haven't had nobody beat me with a conventional head motor with that car, not racing them.
You're right.
Well, once you get rid of that Black Plague, it would be a first, I'll tell you that.
All the cars that they're racing now, I beat them cars already. So that's why I'm fearless, because I feel like when I get that combination, I'm tough. I'm hard to beat when I'm right.
Hey, well, guess what, Monster and Rick? Hey, this is Monster and Rick. Guess what? We might have a new pilot in the cockpit from now on.
Uh-oh.
And it ain't me. And it ain't me.
Marquis, what's up, man?
I'm just sitting in the bushes. I ain't going to say nothing. Ain't no need for me to say much. You know, they understand it's going to be me. Pete's going to be sitting there sleeping at the light, and I'm probably going to be about a 60 foot by the time he even take off.
Hey, Marquis, now, one thing I got to tell you now, that goddamn Pete can let the button go. He got two of them in there now. He don't play on that button. You hear me?
Hey, Mark, he's going to need four of them. Did you hear me? I said that could be one of the situations like Mike Hill. No, he let the button go, but it was at the wrong time. Well, Rick, I ain't came a breed yet. Most of them, I've been pretty good on the green side. I ain't came a breed yet. Okay. So I'm gonna think if he think he's gonna put his son in there and with me, it ain't gonna happen.
Get ready.
But see, they still got that other car. They got the green Chevy 2 G Money now in that camp, and they got that little pick 'em up truck, the Kryptonite truck of Derek Bond. So they can, and then Ricky, they can have an arsenal coming over there to Virginia now.
Hey, we bringing all three of them too.
Yeah. And don't forget, we still got the blue
and
nose.
And then we might even drag old Cubby down there, because Cubby want to get on Pete's ass, too.
Yeah. And we got Jeff, Charlie Brown, we got Kirk Easton. Look, Rick, we starting to get a little Maryland army together. We got Styles, Big George. You know, Big George, my hero. You know, George don't care who it is. He wants to race.
Yeah, now read that. Now see that right there? That's the weakest two links. That's two losses right there. George Styles. That's two wins he's going to win. The weakest link right there.
Well, look, I mean, I got somebody. I told Pete the car when they came up here to the race. A guy that I was helping got a little conventional head motor. I
think he would do. I think he would like that. You know, like that race. I don't know how much he gonna want to travel all the way down to Colonial Beach, but I think he would really like that. I think he could do well in that class also.
Yeah. Well, I gotta take care of something for 9 o'clock with a buddy of mine overseas, and he just flew into Kuwait, so he calls me about 9:10, and I just want to pray with him, but I'm gonna let you guys go because I definitely want to talk to him because he left. Today is Thursday. He left Tuesday, so he just got there, and he just sent me a text, so he won't call and talk to the family. So I want to give him a little bit of time here. But, Pete, we got to call back in them Hatton boys. I got to get them Hatton boys and get Derek on in next week, Pete, because it sounds to me like you're gonna get some action.
Hey, so, Marvin, I whoop all three of them by myself. I don't need no help for them.
Hey, Rick,
uh-huh.
That damn Pete gonna run out of gas trying all them calls in one day, ain't
he? Yeah, yeah.
One thing about
that car right there, I don't need a whole lot of shakedown, but when I got it right, I come through the trailer. I have to be ready when I get there.
Hey, Pete, I give you your props now. She get down now. Everybody on this phone now. You can't sleep on him. He's big bad there.
Hey, look. We had one on here a couple weeks ago, thought he could take all three of us down.
Hey, Tommy, did you call in sick that Monday at work? Because I know your pockets had the mumps.
Yeah, oh my God, did they? it was well worth it considering all we had to go through.
Yes, sir.
On the convention here, thank you with me on it. Cause I know I got like at least four or five calls that I know of offhand that would definitely be down to, you know, whatever y'all want to do and just let us know.
What would be a good date for that, Pete? Give me a shout tomorrow because my phone messed up and I need you to call me back and give me a shout tomorrow. We'll talk about that and I'll shoot at the line. But we got that date at Maryland, that July 27th. We got the track. This time there's no more bracket race. The gates open up that day, July 27, 2013, at Maryland International Raceway. The gates open up at 12 o'clock. Racing starts from 1 o'clock to 6:45. It's shakedown, test, and tune. After that, from 7 p.m. to 1 in the morning is locked grudge races only. Time permitting, we'll let the cars make shakedown. See what I'm saying? So that'll be now's the time for us to put that together, and we probably could get a decent car count, you know, whatever you guys need us to do, because I really like the way that happened because a lot of people can afford to race in that group with that setup. You with me? As long as you're going to police it, we can have some fun with it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, I think it's good because you put that money up. And it's not like people saying...
Tony, you can't say money. You got to say hamburgers.
Oh, yeah. Look, you put them hamburgers up, and then you have nobody crying about one can eat 10 hamburgers, the other one can eat one, and all that. You just put it up, and then you just go for what you got.
That's it. Because, Tony... I think you're going to draw them out the woodwork because they're just trying to figure out who this little black car was with these guys we ain't never heard about. You with me?
Hey, Marvin, he had a lucky day, Marvin. He won. It was his date. He won.
Okay, Pete. I hear you. Hey, Pete, you know what I mean?
But you
got
to repeat it. He's going to have to repeat that date. He's going to have to repeat it.
Hey, Tony. Hey, and Marquise, one thing. Did you notice he said a lucky day? What's a lucky day? Marquise, can you break down a lucky day for me?
There's no such thing as a lucky day, you know. We just consistent getting down the track, that's all.
That's right.
We knew what it takes. We knew what the car could handle at that track. And I put the right tune-up in there, and she went down through there every time. Every time. All I need is one. All we need is one shakedown to any track, and I guarantee we get down every time.
One time. Hey, Marza, I can say one more thing. I guarantee you see the tail lights.
Yeah, right.
Uh-oh. Hey, Pete.
Well, Pete,
hey, Pete,
we can lock in for
that
race at my house if you want to.
On that one, Pete.
Say what, Marza?
I might have to get a couple more hamburgers. Him and Rick, man, I ain't going to be able to eat all the hamburgers you put up.
if you keep betting on him and Rick against me, you're going to be starving in a minute.
I think we're going to gain some weight. Hey, Pete, but I'm hearing through the grapevine that John White got back half car. Little Bird dropped the egg in my basket.
That was a street car. He might be a good race for maybe Jeffin. He'll be the class with Jeffin with them little spinning cars. He'd be with them. They'd be a good race for him.
All right. Well, fellas, I
got
to go.
That's gonna be out this year. We got like five cars we coming with this year, horseman cars. We got five of them we coming with. So.
Hey, Pete, now what was that green car, like Ricky's I saw underneath the name of GS? I saw that on there. Somebody personally sent me that picture. Now, is that true or what?
Yeah, but I think it's for sale. I think you're gonna sell it to somebody to come buy it.
Rick, I kinda heard through the grapevine they wanna test that car against you first. That's what I heard, Rick. But see, Pete over there laughing too hard.
It's a lot of people saying that they wanna do something, but ain't nobody really stepping up to the plate to do nothing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty soon something gonna break the show next year as soon as the weather gets right. Racing gonna start kicking off.
Brothers, I gotta go and take care of some business here. Like I said, I'm gonna talk to the man over in Afghanistan. He can already call me here in a few minutes. And I just wanna tell you guys I appreciate all the support from Larry T at Custom T's Racing. You know, you guys are just we had a really good grudge race season, and man, we really appreciate everybody, and we look forward to taking Jeff's money, Pete's money. You know us Maryland guys, you know how we roll, Rick. You know Marquise and Tony, you know, we're going to do some things, big things, because them cars come across that bridge, they ain't got no tolls, so we can send them back with no money, you know?
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. All right, Pete, give me a call this week so we can work on that, all right?
Hi, Marvin.
All right, thank you, man. Y'all have a good night.
All right, now, Ava. Now, just to ask, has anybody talked to Red? How is he doing? I know he was having a situation with his son, and I think his dad or something.
He's doing pretty good, I think. Last time I talked to him, he was doing pretty good. I talked to him. That was last week, I think it was. And Red, he's doing pretty good.
Okay.
He'll be back next season. I don't guess he took to college that whipping they put on him, so I'm pretty sure he'll come back for some revenge.
Okay. Well, I don't know if everybody heard me, but I was trying to inform everyone to go over to thegrudgeinc.us page and check out the new page, and those who are not Grudge Inc. members, sign up to become a Grudge Inc. member. There are some benefits from becoming a member, but you have to go check out the page and, you know, see if it's what you want to be a part of. I believe that you would. It is 9:10. Kind of got away a little bit from running the sponsorship ads. So what I like to do right now, what I like to do right now is run the sponsorship ad, and come back and we can wrap a little bit to about 9:30, and then I got to
I gotta shut the show down unless my co-host would like to take it over for the remainder of the show. But I got some stuff I need to get done. So you guys got time? Go to grudgeinc.us and check out the new layout for the page to get to the message board on grudgeinc.us. Click on the tab at the top that says blog. That'll take you over to the message board. And then you do have to join the message board to read and post messages, which is real simple. It's not very hard at all. So, Ms. Foxbody, take us to commercial, and we'll be right back.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Well, all right, we back. Also, Hatton Boys, did you hear the topic? I ain't going to really call it a topic, but the general statement that I made at the beginning of the show about asking about whether we should run the show, continue to run the show weekly, during the off season or not? Did you hear me talking about that?
The plays have dropped. The call has dropped.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, who all do we have online?
We have Jeff Rogers.
That's it? Just me and you, Jeff?
Just me and you.
Everybody rolled up.
Everybody quiet.
Everybody must be home listening. They ain't getting on the phone. Yeah, well, that's one of the reasons why I was asking until we, you know what I'm saying, continue to do the show week in and week out through this, what, 4 months off season, because, you know what I mean, it ain't going to be much going on, so I really didn't see the purpose of doing the show every week, maybe like twice a month or something like that. But
yeah, y'all just skip a week.
Yeah. Who that
every other week.
Well,
because it's hard to talk about racing each other and you can't get through the track, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that too. You know what I mean?
That's the reason I ain't been on here talking. You know what I mean? Because you know, yeah. Wait, I guess you can't really talk till the time comes. You know.
Yeah.
But if you probably did once every, you know, twice a month, you'd probably be better off getting more people.
All right. Well, I'll make a decision. Again, just trying to, you know, push people over to the Grudge Inc.
I mean, I know there's a lot of people listening. A lot of people tell me they listen, but they don't get on, you know what I mean?
Right. I mean, and it's nothing wrong with that. To a point, the problem
right.
I do have with that, we don't, if nobody's talking, then there's no interaction, and therefore
right.
nobody can set up anything concerning racing. You're just listening to hear what somebody else saying. The point is, or the objective is, to get everybody involved and, you know what I'm saying, get more racing going on in the area. But we can't do that if ain't nobody talking.
Right. Right.
So, you know, we can't do everything on Street Freaks or on Facebook. So that makes it kind of hard. Are you on Facebook, Jeff? Or your
no,
son?
I don't get on it. No.
Okay.
I look on that Street Freaks once in a while, see what you and Mark are arguing about, and that's about it.
hey, Dad, man, I'm a good dude, man. Him and Mark is comical, man. Hey, I've been sitting around saying, let me go in here and see what Rick and Mark talking about, because I know I'm going to get a
man.
Yeah. So
that's
I'm going to
get on
that.
They'll be
hard.
Let me get on that shit they got to say today.
Yeah, he writes these essays and all this crazy stuff like that. But you know, like I said, honestly, I don't hate the dude. I ain't really got nothing against him. You know what I mean? Just I don't agree with how he kind of carries himself or how he, to me, looks down upon others. Get back in here, Hayden. Close the door. Man, kids. But you know that's him. That's who he is. And just like somebody stated on there, that you know, Mark work on cars. He races. And that's how he built his business. I haven't worked on people cars, but at some point that may end up being my business. But it's all based off of us racing and people talking and, you know, your name getting out there, people getting to know who you are, and that's
right.
You know, that's how you build that base.
Right, right.
So it's all in love. You know, it's just a rival thing, that's all.
I got it. You and him used to be buddies, didn't you? Used to help each other out or something? He help you on your car or something?
Well, he did some work on my car and that was back then when I first got the motor. I didn't take the approach as I knew it all, so I went to somebody who I figured that could help me. To me, where we fell off at was he didn't like, then this is my personal opinion, he didn't like me asking a whole lot of questions. You know, that's just my take on it, but I could be wrong. That's just how I felt about it.
Right.
But it's cool, you know. No love lost. This is just a rival, you know. Right,
but
now he's the only one that's saying he wants to race. So, you know, until next year, you know, you come back out, you know. Man, you can go at it, or me and JJ, or whoever. You know, just get some racing going on. That's all it's about.
Yeah, I know. We're coming. We're racing everybody. I'm gonna make a list up. Beat me, you can beat me, you can beat me. If I lose, or win, or win. But I like
right.
to say, like, it's a lot of fun, you know. Get all pumped up, go down there Friday night or whatever, and have a good time.
Okay, Miss Foxbody has indicated to me that we have a gentleman by the Smooth Criminal in the queue. How you doing, sir?
Hello. I'm good, guys. I'm good. How y'all doing today, man?
Wonderful.
Hey, listen. Let me ask you, where y'all racing out of? Y'all racing out of Virginia, Maryland, what?
Both.
Both? Okay, let me ask you, because I'm thinking about moving out to Virginia. My mom's out there, and she's getting kind of ill. So, you know, I race up in Chicago And how close are you guys to Hampton, Virginia, Newport News?
A little ways. Pete, what's that, about 2-3 hours from Dinwiddie?
From Dinwiddie, yeah, probably. Dinwiddie, probably going to be able to, I would have 2 hours, yeah, for the Dinwiddie. Now, if you got a Maryland, you're there probably about 3 hours or so. But Dinwiddie, about 2 hours, yeah.
Wow, that's far, man. That's far. But you got to go where you got to go if you want to race, so.
I don't think it's too many racetracks close to Hampton. But just to give you a little example, I'm in Maryland, and we got two racetracks here. Well, there's three racetracks here in Maryland. One, from my location, I'm about from home anyway. I'm about 20 minutes away from one racetrack. One racetrack I'm about an hour away from. And one racetrack I'm about an hour and 45 minutes away from.
Right.
So, for me to go to VMP, which is down in Virginia Motorsports Park, it takes me like 3 hours.
Okay. If he in Hampton, probably the nearest track to him is going to be like Northeast Dragway or like Outer Banks. They're going to be probably closer to tracks to him.
What they running up there, quarter mile, or they run 8 mile? Y'all run 8 mile out east? I know y'all got to run some quarter mile out there, right?
Yeah, well, Outer Banks and all these 8 mile tracks, and with Buzz Creek and Capitol, and then with those are the 3 quarter mile tracks, yeah.
Yeah, those are quarter mile tracks. Yeah, that's all I run up in Chicago is a quarter mile. So getting used to that 8 mile, that's a tricky game right there, boy. It's a tricky game. Y'all, boys, I don't know how y'all do it, but y'all be clowning in the 8 mile, you know. But, I just wanted to chime in, man, because, frequently I'm a truck driver, so I get a chance to listen to the shows while I'm driving. Right now I just happen to be in Amarillo, Texas, so I'm planning on moving out to Virginia in the next couple of, maybe the next month or two, probably for this summer. I'll definitely be out there. But I just wanted to find out, you know, what was going on and stuff like that, man. Y'all sound like y'all got some rivalries out there, and I'd sure enough like to come out there and see some of y'all race out there.
Oh, well, I definitely appreciate you coming on, and, once you get here, we can definitely, point you in the right direction, whether you come to our little area and race with us, or, you know, we point you in some direction closer to where you at, whether it be, North Carolina or something like that, where you can get some racing going on.
Right, yeah, because I definitely like to do that. you build these cars, you want to do something with it, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to change the whole game plan to do that, to run 8 miles, because I know you got to have a different kind of setup for that. So, you know,
a little bit.
Yeah, like I said, it's tricky, you know what I'm saying? You got to know what you're doing. You know what I mean? I'm used to running a quarter mile, you know what I'm saying, and run all out, so... You know, I'm just used to that. So, you know, you running that 8 mile, I mean, I've been checking out some of the videos. I was up in Valdosta this summer. Got a chance to see some racing out there. So, you know, then, you know, cars are just different. They run faster, man, different ways. So you just got to figure out a way. Well, I'm assuming if I move up there, I'm going to come across some guys such as you, whatever, and I'll learn. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, just got to get it on sooner. That's all.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it.
That's all.
But anyway, I'm gonna listen, man, and y'all doing the. I like the show, man. I've caught the show a couple Thursdays before, so I don't know if y'all drop off in the wintertime. You know what I'm saying?
But that was part of my discussion today.
Yeah, listen, I ain't gonna have nothing to listen to if I'm on the road, man.
Okay. So far, it's all been thumbs up. So, you know, I'm just trying to get more people involved, and not just calling in to listen. You know, we need
right.
people that's going to talk too. But
that's why I punched in, because normally I just listen. You know what I'm saying? But I was like, well, you know what? Let me punch in. I'm sitting here about to get something to eat. You know, I'd like to chime in and talk to you guys. I'm going to try to definitely this summer for sure be out that way, man. Maybe we can engage and see some of you guys do what you do.
Yeah, all right, I'm going to check with another guy. I don't know if the racetrack that Pete just mentioned is a track that I'm thinking about, but I think there's another, it's like an 8-mile track somewhere close down that way. But I can't, I'm thinking and I'm racking my brain right now, but I cannot remember the name of this racetrack. But I've seen on quite a few DVDs where they run like the Pro Mod cars. God, I cannot think of the name of this track.
Like I said, if he ain't Hampton, that's the closest to I know to him. I'm pretty sure it might be no one out there, but like I said, probably Hampton, Northeast is going to be first because Northeast is closer to Hampton than Outer Banks is. And
okay.
Outer Banks is probably about another 45 minutes to an hour down further than Northeast Dragway is. So those are the closest to the. To my knowledge,
Northeast Dragway. That's in North Carolina, right?
Yeah. It's right there. It's right there. The line, like you know.
Well, the line of
man,
hey, let me ask you this. I heard y'all talking about that white Malibu, right? Was that big block,
uh-huh.
Small block? That a big block white Malibu?
Yeah.
There's a big block, but I got a four-door with a big block in it, and I'm. You know what I'm saying? I'm on 29s. I remember I count 29s and 28. So, but once again, you know what I'm saying? Just got to figure out what I got to do if I'm going to be running an 8-mile with you big boys out there. You know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is. But, So, you know, I definitely want to get a chance to check some of that out. Hopefully, this summer. You know what I'm saying? I have more time to get to some of these events that you guys be going to because I am planning on moving out there. So I definitely want to be able to find a place to hang out, meet some new friends and
shit.
We sure
can accommodate you, sir.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. And I'm going
to
go ahead and put my phone on mute.
Love to get you up the road and do some of this, small tie action up here like Capitol or something like that.
Mhm. Yeah, it's showing up like try it. That's for sure. You know, this East Coast, y'all consider yourselves East Coast because I know some of the boys down south. They say they East Coast. But I just can't understand how you be East Coast and you Georgia, Florida. That to me is South. You know, that to me is South. East is Virginia, Maryland, Delaware, New York, all that type zone, right?
Right.
Yeah, that's how I figured it. So, all right, man. Well, look, I'm gonna go on mute. And listen in. I appreciate y'all talking to me, man. And I'll be looking for y'all sometime this summer for sure.
Anytime. And again, I appreciate you calling in. I got a DVD with this racetrack on, which I just put on. I'm trying to find the name, but I still can't find it.
Well, I'm going to be listening. So if you find it, just you know what I'm saying? I'm going to listen to the end.
Okay.
All right, peace.
Well, I think we're going to. It's 9:30, so I'm gonna go ahead and shut the show down. I guess next week I should have that for you, Smooth Criminal. Since you just been tuning in, you know, go over there to GrudgeInc.us and check the board out. And you know, if you like what you see, you know, go ahead and sign up for a member. You know, once you go to the block.
Damn, that's a track right there. What's the name?
They held the independent drag there. If you like what you see, you know, go ahead and sign up. And you do have to sign up to post on the message board.
What's the name of the track?
I lost track. But, yeah, just go on in and check it out and, do what you do. I done got stuck in the Watson Dragon. I lost the whole train of thought. But that's it. We're going to shut down the show because I got you. I got to walk in the closet, man. But Criminal Mind, I'll find out what the name of this track is and let you know next Thursday, you know, when you call in. And then we can go from there. But right now, everybody, enjoy the evening. Again, Baldy is having a race down in
Bradenton, Florida, December the 14th, 15th, and 16th. So if you guys traveling, check that out. Nephew Pete and Kenny and the Horseman crew going down there to represent their area and get some action going. So with that being said, good night, and I'll see everybody next week. All right, later. Thank you, ladies.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@bpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
TRZ manufactures all of your high-performance drag suspension components. All of their products are created in-house with TIG-welded 4130 chrome moly tubing for optimum results. TRZ's aftermarket products are designed to replace all of your stock parts in stock location. Their products are sold in various states in the U.S. and are also offered in Canada. Contact TRZ Motorsports by calling 407-933-7385 or log on to www.trzmotorsports.com.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com.
UPR specializes in all of your performance needs, such as suspension, exhaust, and accessories, from street cars to race cars. They have competitive prices and the best products on the market. UPR offers a variety of performance car packages and special deals that anyone can afford in this tough economy. UPR is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. To contact UPR sales team, you can call 561-588-6630 or visit them online at www.uprproducts.com.
You are now logged in to grudgeinc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.